Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for a podcast. If you are a regular loyal listener, we thank you for following us on this journey. And if you are new to us, thank you for joining us, and we hope that you will continue to join us on our podcast. And we do have a library of a few hundred.
You could spend every day of the year listening to our podcast and go. Just never get enough.
There you go. Looking for something to do during quarantine.
That's right.
There you go.
Go get caught up on our podcast.
That's right. All right. So today we want to talk a little bit about keeping healthy and detox, because we've had a few patients that have called and reached out to us just concerned because of what's going on. We're in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic, and people are scared and people are looking and searching.
Well, and they already weren't feeling well.
Right.
That's what a lot of people are calling. They're like, I wasn't already super healthy to begin with, and now this is happening and I'm worried that I'm more susceptible. And you are. You absolutely are more susceptible.
They just
want ideas for how to use this time wisely and how to get healthier.
Absolutely.
And maybe even avoid the, virus.
Yeah, absolutely. So great topic. A lot to talk about. We're going to just focus in here for about 12 minutes or so and just talk about a couple things. One of the big things that we emphasize in our wellness program, and maybe you've gone through our wellness program, it is an online program, is detox. And detox is definitely something that I have just embraced through the years, but it was definitely a foreign word for me when people started asking me about detox years ago, because it's not the traditionally used word or term in traditional medical school. All right, it's more of a holistic term. I remember people asking me about detox and what should they take, and this was over 10 years ago, before we had even started our wellness. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm not the one you need to talk to. Maybe you should find a naturopathic MD. And that was, like a compliment to a naturopathic MD. And I was just trying to stay within my realm of expertise. Well, it turns out detox has actually become one of my favorite topics. And we talk a lot about it in our program, and we have a whole module just dedicated to that. So just briefly, we are detoxing all the time. Our bodies detox, okay, basically clean out. Our bodies are trying to clean out the toxins, okay? That's all detox means. It's just getting rid of toxins. And our bodies naturally do that. We do it when we urinate. We do it when we have a bowel movement, when you poop. We do it when we sweat, when we breathe out, okay? We're breathing out CO2 and other toxins.
That when you eat like fried foods, like French fries, you're actually breathing out the oils that you're consuming.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Those oils get broken down into these crazy aromatics that I can't even pronounce.
Yeah.
But yeah, you breathe that stuff out. And then one of the big ways that your body detoxes is through a very intricate system that is in your body, the lymphatic system. And you've probably heard of lymph nodes. If you haven't heard of the lymphatic system, it's an amazing system.
Yeah, we actually have a whole podcast on it.
We do.
So you can go back and listen to the lymph
system
podcast.
Yeah, go back and listen to that podcast. So anyways, we get rid of toxins through our lymphatic system. One of the things about the lymphatic system is that it doesn't have its own pumping mechanism built into it, like the heart. The heart is a pump that pumps out blood, okay? And so the lymphatic system doesn't have that. What actually pushes lymph fluid through the lymphatic vessels is the pumping action from your muscles. Mm-hmm. So
movement. You moving.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so the reason I say this is because one of the easiest ways, you can get a lymphatic massage, which is really good for you. And it's very different from a traditional massage. Mm-hmm. But another very easy way to get your lymphatic moving is through a form of exercise called rebounding, mm-hmm. which is done on like a little trampoline. Okay, if you've ever seen a mini trampoline, mm-hmm. that's actually a rebounder.
Yeah, and I just want to back up for 1 second because any movement moves the lymph.
Absolutely. Okay?
The reason why we mentioned the rebounder is because the rebounder is the only tool that you could have in your home that allows you to move every cell in your body at the same time, mm-hmm. okay? And do it efficiently. And it's such an easy way to exercise, right? And move the body. So, you know, all these people, especially here in Arizona, I told the kids it's starting to get hot, mm-hmm. right? Here we are. It's like we went from this beautiful 80 degree weather to 100, like in a week. I don't know how that happens, but it's gonna be hard for us to go do our morning runs and all that. Mm-hmm. And so it's gonna be a lot of rebounding mm-hmm. around here, mm-hmm. much more than we normally do. Because it's such a great way to move the lymph and all the cells in the body at the same time.
That's right. And actually, there you can get a rebounder relatively inexpensive. I mean, we've had the rebounder for years. What's so funny?
It was so funny. Well, so we've had our rebounder for at least, I'm going to say 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we bounce on it a lot.
And if I'm not mistaken, that rebounder only cost us like $35 way back
then.
I don't
remember, but it wasn't very expensive back then. It must have been like $60 or something like that. I think we got it for. But yeah, we've had it for a really long time. We even had it outside mm-hmm. for a while. Like the kids were jumping on it outside. So it's gotten worn. So I'm actually surprised it's lasted as long as it has. But Dr. Cruz got on it this past week and snapped one of the thread things on it. We have to invest in a new rebounder. So I just went out and we were just researching rebounders quite a bit this last week. And yeah, they pretty much range from $60 to like $450. I mean, you can go pretty high end with a rebounder. That's not us. Like, we just need a rebounder that has springs and bounces.
Even though I did ask her to get one that had a holder for a cell phone, you know, and
oh, no, you wanted the grandma rail.
So anyways, you definitely can get a rebounder. I mean, she ordered it online.
Yeah, through Amazon. There's hundreds of options out there and they all have reviews. So, you know, you just pick the one that you think is right for you. There's ones with springs. There's ones with bungee cords. But look, I mean,
rebounders are great. I mean, you can look it up. There's a lot of research on rebounder. NASA mm-hmm. used to use, and I don't know if they still use it.
Yeah,
for the astronauts that were coming back from space who had lost, you know, muscle mass, bone mass, mm-hmm. Or bone density, and that, or the rebounder was one of the things they were using to help rebuild that. Mm-hmm. So there's actually a lot of great information out on the mm-hmm. out in the internet on rebounders. But anyways, that's a great way to get your lymphatic moving. And great exercise. But one of the other things that is huge is just detoxing. Okay. Flush. I mean, you can easily do this without even spending any money. How? Drink a ton of water.
And eat a lot of liquid food.
A lot of liquid food. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you're like, I don't want to spend any money right now. I can't spend money. It's a tough time. Fine. Drink a ton of water. That will flush out your system. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's something that everyone talks about. But in reality, people do not drink enough water.
Mm-hmm. Or you know what they're doing? They're drinking flavored water.
Yes.
You cannot drink flavored water. That does not count. All those flavored waters have so many chemicals and so many sugars and dyes. And here you're drinking it to hydrate or detox, and it's actually adding toxins to the body.
Right. So that's right. And then Tina mentioned a liquid diet. So what does that mean, a liquid diet?
Well, just as many smoothies and soups as you possibly can during the day. Again, one of the things we do as part of our online home study program is we have 1 week that we just focus on detox. Mm-hmm. And everybody is asked, I mean, obviously we're not there next to them, so we don't know if they're doing it, but is to eat and drink a liquid diet for 1 full week, right? So it's a lot of smoothies, it's a lot of soups. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that when you eat liquid food, okay, through smoothies and soups, you give your digestive system a little bit of a break, right? It doesn't have to work so hard to break your food down. And two, it helps to clean the GI tract out mm-hmm. and helps you to absorb vitamins and minerals faster.
Right.
So that's just such a great way for you to detox the body in a quick way. And soups, you could buy soups. I mean, probably if you're going to buy soups, the best ones to buy are the Amy's brand because those are the organic soups. But it's so easy to make a soup. I mean, you throw some cut up onions and celery and carrots in a pot. You throw some broth. You know, I buy the Pacific or Imagine vegetable broth, and I throw that in there with it. I let it simmer a little bit with the broth, with the vegetables, and then I throw in whatever other vegetables I want. Like last night, I made a soup with Brussels sprouts and squash.
Carrots. And it was actually really good. She makes amazing soups.
Well, like the typical base for a soup would be onions, celery, and carrots, mm-hmm. right? And then you can throw in other vegetables. You can, you know, like last night I threw in sweet potatoes, squash, and Brussels sprouts. And then I just added some sea salt and pepper and oregano, and you just add your spices, you know, and you let it simmer for like 45 minutes. And I make, and I add alkaline water to it. You know, you fill it up and you add as much water as you want to have as much leftover soup as you want. Right. And we can eat off that soup for three meals,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So,
it just feels so good because, I mean, it tastes great. She makes amazing soup, but it tastes great, but it feels good because you don't feel like overly full. Mm-hmm. And like she said, I mean, you can go back and eat and just keep eating it. And it is such a great way to just give your digestive tract a break, give mm-hmm. your stomach a break, you know, and to absorb the nutrients and to detox, most mm-hmm. importantly. So, you know, you can just flush out your system, detox your body just with these simple things. Another thing, Tina, I've noticed that you've been going to the post office a lot. Mm-hmm. It seems like more people are ordering our detox.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Yeah, now's a good time. You know, you're trying to keep the body clean. And so a lot of people are just calling to order the detox right now. And the detox, basically what our detox supplement is just really strong protease enzymes. And protease enzymes are used in our digestive enzymes, in our everyday enzymes to help you digest food. But you're supposed to take the detox on an empty stomach. So either first thing in the morning, right before you go to bed, or even in between meals during the day. Because the idea is that the protease enzymes get into the bloodstream and help break down proteins. Mm-hmm. You want to talk a little bit about how proteins work in the blood?
Yeah, absolutely. So the big thing with proteases is that they help to break down proteins. You know, when we digest food, not everything gets digested the way it should. Okay, there's a multitude of different reasons why this happens. And I'm not going to go into all of that, but you do get particles of food that go through the system without being broken down. And this can cause a reaction in your body. It can cause inflammation, you know, because your body is trying to figure out what is this mm-hmm. and it's not broken down. So remember, you're not even going to get the nutrients of that piece. You know, and a lot of times you get these pieces of you know, protein particles, you know, bacteria, viruses. Mm-hmm. You know, viruses are protein particles, all right?
It also prescription drugs.
Absolutely.
That are
Absolutely.
In the bloodstream that are hanging out.
So
and
these
not
are
flushing.
Toxins in that get into the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. You know, your intestine absorbs this stuff into the bloodstream and your body is like, this doesn't belong here, you know. So mm-hmm. as a result, you get inflammation. Mm-hmm. So the detox just helps to break down these extra foreign particles, protein particles that don't belong there, mm-hmm. that are causing inflammation, that are causing your body to react, mm-hmm. and that are making you sick, okay? Yeah. And it's at the blood level.
Yeah. So if you have a lot of joint pain, fibromyalgia, headaches, migraines, you're toxic. There is no doubt. I had somebody this week who he talked about how he had joint pain and he also has gout. I mean, anybody who has gout is extremely toxic. So doing liquid diets, rebounding, taking the detox, all those things can help.
Yeah, and I just want to emphasize again with the medicines, okay? Because mm-hmm. so many people are on
medicines
and so many medicines. And not only just prescribed medicines, but even taking over-the-counter medicines. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the most common medicines that are taken are the anti-inflammatory medicines, the NSAIDs. Those are the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, okay? What are those? the Advils, the Motrins, the ibuprofen, the Aleve, you know, naproxen, Celebrex. I mean, you name it. There's a whole list. Diclofenac. There's a whole list of these NSAIDs, these anti-inflammatories, most of them which are over the counter, all right, that people just take like candy.
Yeah.
Okay. These medicines are not good for you. They're chemicals. They're not good for you. They can cause ulcers in the stomach, anywhere in the intestine. They cause inflammation. They can cause problems with the kidneys, with the liver. All right. And I mean, they're chemicals, and people just take them like candy because they don't know. They don't understand.
So when they're in pain.
And they're in pain.
So
right.
Many people in pain. I mean, obviously you're taking it because you're in pain.
Well, and I
right?
think what's Something's interesting hurting. Is that these medicines are also like in sleepers.
Yeah.
You know, you get a leave PM so that you could sleep.
Right.
That doesn't make sense.
Right.
That doesn't make sense unless you can't sleep because you have pain. But you know, so you got to be really careful with what you're taking, and you got to know that all of these medicines are chemicals that are getting into your body that...
And they're not leaving.
That's right. And they're causing problems, okay? Not only, I mean, they may help a little bit here, but they're causing problems in other areas. Mm-hmm. And so you got to be really careful with that. And they're toxins, mm-hmm. all right? Because they're chemicals. I mean, that's by nature, it's a toxin because it's a chemical. Mm-hmm. So anyways, you know, just try to drink a lot of fluids, do a little soup diet for a few days. And maybe get on our detox. I mean, the mm-hmm. detox will also help you a lot. Mm-hmm. And we've actually been selling a lot of that over this, during this pandemic. So anyways, I hope that helps. And
get a rebounder for your house.
And get a rebounder. That's right.
Yeah. And jump at least 5 minutes a day.
That's right. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.